Let's check the markets. Joe Camp, Comstock Investments. Pretty strong way to start a new week.
Follow through to start the week led by the soy complex. And this time with soybean oil taking everything back from a hard down day on Friday. Of course, that did not weigh on the beans themselves, which finished the week strong. We're talking about 3 weeks in a row. And now over the course of 3 weeks, just mid-October, that's about a dollar ago for these January futures, from lower tens to now all of these contracts above $11. We've got the November into delivery, so we're watching those delivery dynamics along with what could still be ahead of the same mechanical type influences for December corn futures. There's a seasonal history for December corn to decline in price throughout the first 2.5 or 3 weeks of November. And that in part coincides with the lead up to the option expiration and the eventual opening of the delivery period for December. And that comes into play at harvest in particular, when all of these contracts that were open during the harvest are now going to be priced against these now expiring November beans and eventually December corn futures. Beyond that, it's still the interplay of this question: are the commodity trading fund, speculative managed money crowd, whatever you call them, are they going to be buying at a more aggressive rate than the farmers are selling? And even with farmers reportedly rewarding the rally, it would seem to be more interest from speculators now buying up the bean complex, taking corn and wheat along with it, but now waiting to see the confirmation that everyone's waiting for on these Chinese ag purchases. We expect more could come later this week.
Joe Camp, Comstock Investments.